Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Georgia Wrestling Now, a production brought to you by the GWH Radio Network, where we bring you the latest news and information on the local wrestling scene in and around Georgia, as well as interviews with newsmakers. And now, the GWH Radio Network presents Georgia Wrestling Now.
Welcome once again to Georgia Wrestling Now. This is Jonathan Williams from WrestlingWithPopCulture.com, being joined as usual by Southern Fried Championship Wrestling owner and Anarchy Wrestling co-owner Charles Anschutz. How are you tonight, sir?
Jonathan Williams, live in living color. I'm doing well. I'm blessed and highly favored this evening.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. How was your weekend?
My weekend was different. I had some things come up on Friday that I had to deal with, so I basically took a weekend away from wrestling, away from social media, away from the phones, kind of recharged the old batteries, had a few things to think about, a few things I needed to do. So I did that this weekend. I set an all-time record. I went 60 hours without touching a phone, without touching Facebook, and I'm proud of myself, and that's something I'm going to have to make a habit of doing more often.
Why is that?
Because sometimes when you're an important man like myself, sometimes you need that break, that little getaway. Sometimes you just get emotionally drained, and you need to recharge those batteries, like I said. And it was a good time. I'll just leave it at that. It was a good weekend, and it served a purpose.
All right. Now, of course, you've got another big weekend with Southern Fried. You have a couple shows this weekend, don't you? Or am I looking at that wrong?
No, sir. You're absolutely right. We're trying our first time ever. We're doing a doubleheader on Saturday, starting the first show. Doors will open at 12:30. The show starts at 1. It'll run until about 3:30. We'll close it down. So we'll tell everybody to go get them a steak somewhere, or go get a hot dog, or go home and get a shower, or whatever they need to do. Go knock them out a piece if that's what they want to do. Whatever they want to go do. Come back at 6. We're going to open the doors. We're going to have a band playing. Band called Second Impression will be playing from 6 to 7. 7 o'clock, the act will start right back up. I'm excited. We got some debuts this weekend. First time in Southern Fried for... let's see, we've got Owen Knight and Kiera coming in this weekend. We've got Brian Kane coming in, first time in Monroe. And our good friend Velvet Jones, his first time in Monroe this weekend. And Vordell Walker, let me leave that for last. The Blacklist, Vordell Walker, AJ Steele in a monumental main event. Nothing is going to top that this weekend. Versus Jagged Edge and Shane Marks for the best workers in the state of Georgia.
Sounds like a big show this weekend in Georgia. Actually, our first guest is, that's why we're talking to him. He's going to be part of Mucha Lucha Atlanta. I believe his second time wrestling for them. That's on Sunday the 16th. And then we're going to talk later to Stokely Hathaway from Ring of Honor, of course, about the upcoming Reloaded tour stop at North Atlanta Trade Center on August 29th. So it's another big show, lots of cool stuff coming up. We'll talk more about the other events going on this weekend. There's a lot of them. But I guess we'll go ahead and bring our first guest on. Let me find his music.
Let's rock.
Welcome to the show, Lince Dorado. How are you tonight?
I'm doing good, brother. Just enjoying my vacation before heading back to Florida and Georgia to do my rounds around the indie scene. How are you guys doing?
Doing pretty good. I was looking at your coming dates. Just this weekend alone, you've got a lot. So I would think you'd be deserving of a vacation after this weekend, but I guess you can take one before all that too.
Yeah, absolutely, man. I got a lot of things coming up. You know, this was the only week last weekend was the only weekend I had off in a while. So I decided to take the trip up back home to New Jersey. I haven't been home for about 3 years and, visit family and friends and just enjoying my time and my weather up here.
Nice. Well, you are Florida-based, correct?
Yes.
So this Sunday is it going to be your second time at Mucha Lucha?
Yeah, this is they've ran multiple shows, but this is their their bigger events. I was at the last one, me and a couple of guys from the Florida scene, a couple of guys that I drive around with a lot, and we made an impression last show, and they invited us back to do what we do, and is that we kill the show in a good way though.
Right. So who did you wrestle at the last event when you were in Atlanta?
So the last event we did a six-man lucha tag, which is the traditional match in Lucha Libre. And mm-hmm. It was me, Oraculo, and let me see. Oh, actually it was a handicap tag match. Our partner didn't show up. And versus Serpentico, Mr. 450, and another guy that came up with just for the experience. And, we went in there with a lot of ideas, and I thought the promoter really liked what we did, and that's why we're invited back.
Cool. So do you know who you're facing this Sunday?
Yeah, at this point, it's a toss-up. With Mr. 450, he was scheduled to be in our match, but due to other obligations that he has in Puerto Rico right now, the match may be a three-way, which would be myself, Lince Dorado versus Oraculo and Serpentico in a three-way dance.
So for those who may not have been to one of these events before, I've been to a few of them. It's a very traditional Lucha Libre show, so it's very different from what people might see throughout Georgia and other independent shows or even at bigger shows like when Ring of Honor comes to town and things like that. And it looks like you wrestle a lot of different styles of shows. You do Lucha Libre shows, you do, up to video. So how does everything you do?
So, the shows that I do vary from, the Lucha Libre style to the American style, Japanese style. And my training that I've had throughout the years has made me very versatile in those kind of matches and the shows in general. So, that's why you'll see me at a lot of different shows because I can do all kinds of different styles. Primarily my style that I like to do is Lucha Libre. That's, what I grew up with. That's what I originally trained in. And, I just take it wherever I can. And it seems people like to enjoy it, and I enjoy doing it.
Did you train in Puerto Rico?
No, I originally got trained up here in America at the Chikara Wrestle Factory under Mike Quackenbush, Chris Hero, and Claudio Castagnoli, who is now Cesaro on WWE. And throughout my training there, they brought in, different guys from around the world to do different seminars, one of them being Pantera, who is a Mexican legend. He wrestled in the WWF in the late 90s, feuded with Taka Michinoku and Brian Christopher. So guys can check that out. I'm also going to be tagging up with him in a couple months, actually in September, up in Canada. So that's kind of a big honor for me to team up with my ex-teacher, my former teacher.
So when you did the Chikara training, is that...
Sorry, can you say that again?
The Chikara training, is it something that anybody who's interested can sign up for, or do they seek out talent and, try to find people that they want to be part of their promotion?
No, it's a professional wrestling school. Anybody can go and sign up. You know, they're located right now in Allentown, Pennsylvania, which I believe is their new location. It used to be at the ECW Arena in Philadelphia. But I think after building kind of shut down and reopened, they transferred back to the Allentown facility. But yeah, anybody can go and look them up. ChikaraPro.com, I think, is their website. And they can go up there and see, you know, the trainers. They can get information about pricing. It's a great facility, a great school to learn, you know, the trade of wrestling and the trade of Lucha Libre.
Cool. So, yeah, like I said, you've got, I guess, most of the matches you have this weekend are at Florida Promotions, but I see you're also going up to Toronto. I guess that's the following weekend, right?
Yep, that's correct.
So, Lucha TO, what is it? It's a Toronto-based Lucha company?
Yeah, it's a company that actually just formed last month. I did their debut show against Amazing Red. We had an awesome match. I was very grateful for the match. And they're going to be doing shows every month from here on out, with their next show being in August, the following week after Mucha Lucha Atlanta. And then they'll be bringing me back 20th for the big Mexican festival that will have Pantera, like I said. Vampiro is set to make an appearance. Blue Demon set to make an appearance. A lot of great Lucha stars are, you know, are set to make their appearance there.
And for entertainment in Florida as well as Ring Warriors, but in one of those you're wrestling one of the members of Los Pendejos, right?
Yes, that's correct. Cruz is going to be one of my opponents that weekend, one of those days.
So he's a guy that's wrestled in Georgia a couple of times, I think. Not for Mucha Lucha that I'm aware of, but have you faced him previously?
No, you know what's really funny is that we actually formed this group called the Lucha World Order. Just a couple of guys who, you know, share the same passion for Lucha Libre. And, you know, just we normally do tag matches, six-man tags, regular tags. When one of us can't make it, we kind of interchange our tag team partners. It just so happened somebody caught wind of what we were doing on the indies, and they decided, hey, let's put these guys against each other. And you know what? That makes for one of the best kind of matches when two guys know each other, they know their styles, they're not afraid to give it their all. You're going to get a hell of a match out of all of us.
Is the Lucha World Order something that you, is it unique to that promotion, or do you travel around with these guys and do that elsewhere?
Yeah, we do that elsewhere. That's kind of like our brand. You know, like I said, it's not so much as a stable as it's a bunch of people. It's a group of people. Right now there's four of us who, you know, we share the same ideas in wrestling. We share the same passion with and talk about wrestling. But it just so happened that it caught on with a lot of promotions. And, you know, now they're using that to kind of promote us. So, like I said, it's our brand.
Yeah, Ring Warriors, you're facing there.
I have no idea. You know, they're going to be doing those TV tapings. Actually, they have two tapings that day, one at 1 p.m. and one at 7 p.m. We're only scheduled for the 1 p.m. because we have to shoot out right afterwards. But I think I got two or three matches at that time. I'm going to be really tired afterwards out of all of that. But usually they'll put me – I'm hoping for Sanjay Dutt. That's what I'm hoping for. All the other guys I've already either worked or, you know, not saying that I'm not interested in working them again, but I'm looking for fresh people to go against.
So how many matches are you wrestling this weekend? I didn't realize you were doing three in one show.
Yeah, this weekend I'll have a total of five matches that I would have been competed in.
In 3 days?
In 3 days, yeah. One on Friday. I actually returned back from vacation on Friday. I'll be driving Thursday night into Friday morning, kind of rest up a little bit, and then hit the road right again. So I'll be wrestling Friday night, three on Saturday morning, and one on Sunday, and I'll be flying back Sunday night back to my home base in Florida.
Charles, do you have any questions for Mr. Dorado?
Well, I'm beginning to wonder if you were ever going to let me get involved in this conversation.
Well, you usually just butt in.
I didn't even know there was somebody else.
See, and that's the way it usually is. He talks all the time. He never shuts up. But what I want to know, you talked about the lucha style, the traditional American style, Japanese style. Do you catch yourself having to make a lot of adjustments according to what you're doing, or do you pretty much maintain the same type style no matter what, you know, which way you're working?
No, that's an excellent question. I kind of consider myself a hybrid where, you know, I can easily adjust depending on my opponent and, you know, the show I'm working on to, you know, any style. Because, you know, all styles don't work at every show as much as we wanted to. So, you know, if my opponent is American style, of course, you know, to get the best match, you need to adjust with it and also do American style. But, you know, the clash of styles also makes for an exciting match. But I'm easily interchangeable.
Yeah, and I would like to think if you're more comfortable with the lucha style, like you said, that was kind of what you thought you were best at. You don't want to get away from your strength. I mean, you want to show that's what you have and that's what you're bringing. I know you have to make some adjustments, but you got to be true to who you are as well, right?
Absolutely. You know, I pick and choose when I want to do certain things, you know. Some things in lucha may not work in American style and vice versa, but, you know, there are some things, you know, great guys like Rey Mysterio, Alberto Del Rio, who did the adjustment from lucha libre to American wrestling, and you can see that translates very well.
I heard you mention that you trained with Claudio, and I was just wondering if he ever got you in the swing, and if he did, how many times he swung you around?
You know, in practice, back when we started, it was me and two other guys. And a lot of the stuff that he's doing now on WWE TV, I mean, he was doing to us just as jokes, just to see how strong he is. And the guy is incredibly strong, let me tell you. He would just test himself to see how high he can throw us and who can jump the highest or get thrown the highest. I've been swung. I've been thrown. I've taken that pop-up European. I've been in the swing a bunch of times. I couldn't tell you how many times I was in it, but I remembered he would tell me to get back up and start running, and, you know, that would make for fun practice.
What about I haven't seen him do it in WWE, but back in Ring of Honor, he would get a guy on his shoulders and start spinning around and then let go, but still balance the person on his shoulder. Yeah.
Yeah, unidentified flying opponent. Yeah, I've been in that a couple of times, actually. He was one of my opponents in the Sweet 16 tournament back in 2010 over in Minnesota. And I remember that was probably one of the first few times that he tried it. He was like, hey, I have this move. I want to try it on you. He's like, just lay flat. And I said, okay. And I didn't realize what he was doing. So by the time he dropped me, I realized. And all I kept seeing was the ceiling keep spinning.
So you were one of the people that he tested it on, sort of.
Yeah.
Now, I heard you
mention that was a little.
Like to work Sanjay Dutt. Who are some other people that you have at work that, you know, they're on your radar, the guys that you would love to get in the ring with?
You know, I've worked a lot of guys on the indie scene. Whether it be present or back in the day, you know, back in the day when I was younger, I'm more inexperienced and still, you know, was able to do matches and stuff in my training. I would love to have matches again with Ricochet, who's King Puma on Lucha Underground, a guy that I've teamed up with before and also had matches, and I think we would have good chemistry now. Any one of those guys on the Lucha Underground shows, especially from the AAA promotion, I would definitely love to wrestle. But as far as on the indie scene, I mean, hey, never say never. It's going to happen one day or another.
How do you go about, you know, not a lot of guys that are indie wrestlers get booked all over the country or even in Canada like you are. How do you go about doing that? How do you reach out to people, or do they just know your work from Chikara and stuff like that?
Well, I think it's a little bit of both. You know, obviously the training that you had or the school or the reputation that you had precedes you. So, you know, people who said, you know, I wrestled and trained at the Chikara Wrestle Factory, which is a well-known school, you know, automatically puts you up at a higher pedestal at somebody who just wrestled in, you know, somebody's garage for a couple of years. So I think the name of the school also gives me credibility, along with my work that I've been trying to do for the past couple of years with Dragon Gate USA, my travels to Japan, and now it's more in Canada, Mexico. And I also think, you know, with the help of social media, it's very helpful, especially, you know, we are our own promoters. So we have to promote ourselves. We have to promote our brands. And you won't see, but every day I'll always be posting about something about me. You know, hey, here's where I'm going to be at. Come see me live. Or, hey, check out my social media pages. You know, go here to go see this about me. You know, we are, like I said, we're our own promoters. We need to get ourselves out there. So that, you know, that's what I do. And I also send emails out constantly to promoters that are either to the indie scene or established promoters that I think that I would fit well in. And their promotion.
Well, while we're on the subject, where can people find you online and on social media?
Yeah, there's a couple of different places. I'm on all, you know, major brands of social media. You can follow me on Instagram. That's @Lindsay_Dorado. You can find me on Facebook at facebook.com/Lindsay Dorado. You can also find me on Twitter at Perfect10LD. Perfect is P-U-R-F-E-C-T, the number 10, and L-D. You could also email me at perfect10ld@gmail.com. That's fans, promoters, anybody. Hey, if you got a question or just want to send me mail, you could always email me. I'm always on my email sending stuff. Whether it's good or bad, it doesn't matter. No, I take criticism very well. And that's pretty much it. I had a website, but I had to take it down. It'll probably be back up in the next month or so. So you guys can check that out as soon as I post it on one of my medias.
All right. And where else, excuse me, where else will you be wrestling aside from, we mentioned all the stuff this weekend and then the following weekend. Do you have any other matches coming up soon?
Yeah, so I'll be back down in Florida at the end of the month for CWE. They'll be doing some TV tapings that I'll be a part of. The following weekend in August, there's a quadruple shot from Thursday all the way to Sunday at the end. Pro Wrestling Revolution out in California will be coming to Florida, and I've been asked to be a part of that, so that's going to be a big deal. I'll also be returning back to Canada September 20th for the Mexican Festival, and the day before in Miami, Florida, I'll also be a part of the Mexican Festival down there in Miami. So I'll be a part of, you know, you can keep up with me on all the social media, and you guys can check that out. As soon as I post it, you guys can like it, share it, post it, retweet it, the name out there, because we're just taking over.
Do you know when you'll be back in Georgia wrestling after this weekend?
I will be back. I've been talking to a couple people. So hopefully soon. I know United Pro is up there in Georgia. That's Southern Georgia. I don't know if Central All-Star Wrestling is in Georgia, but that's kind of near the border. I've been talking to them. So, you know, hopefully in the next, you know, 2-3 months, I'll be up there consistently.
All right. Charles, you have any more questions for Lindsay?
Well, before we go, I was going to ask you, being in Florida, if we ever saw that bum Francisco Chiazzo, and if he did, the next time you see him, would he slap the shit out of him for me?
Do you not like him? I thought he was a good guy.
He's a no count, but I'm not. He's like the way you mentioned. You talked about promoting yourself and branding yourself. That he does a lot of shows with me, and that his group with the Circle of Disrespect is so great at that of hyping up where they're going to be and letting you know where they're going to be. And not enough guys do that. They don't understand that they're selling themselves. They're only making money for themselves down the road and doing that. And it's refreshing to hear someone like you say that, you know, that's a priority for you.
Oh, that's the number one priority, not only getting booked, but, you know, the push of the show. Because I feel as the show gets bigger, that's more people in the building, more people going to buy your merch, that's more money in your pocket, well, my pocket. And, you know, everybody gets a little bit of something. So if there's 12 people in the crowd, you know, you're not going to make a lot of money. But if there's 200,000 people in the crowd, you're going to make some money. Some money is better than no money. And speaking of that, you guys can go check out ProWrestlingTees.com/Lince Dorado for all your Lucha Libre and Lince Dorado needs, shirts, apparel, hats, all of that. You can go and check that out.
And one last question. With all the Lucha Libre action, I know they do some crazy stuff. Have you ever looked at a move where you saw something somebody done and said, there's no way in the hell I'm doing that?
Oh, yeah, all the time. But then you know what? That's why practice is there, and you try to do it at practice. And when you realize you can't do it at practice, then you realize you can't do it on show. So, I mean, there's a couple moves that I thought that I could do that I couldn't do, and then there's a bunch of moves that I thought I couldn't do that I could do. So, you know, practice makes perfect.
No doubt about it. And being smart like that will create a much longer career as well.
Absolutely.
That's all I got, John. Sure, thank you for being on tonight.
Hey, man, thank you for enjoying. Thank you for having me. And thank you, you know, for sharing my thoughts and everything. Guys, please go and support pro wrestling. Go and support the indie wrestling. Go and support your local shows and your podcasts that support everything. Thank you guys for having me on the show.
All right, thanks. And I'll probably see you at Mucha Lucha on Sunday.
All right, stop by the merch table, brother. Say hi.
Will do.
All right, guys. Take care.
Good night. We've got a this before Strictly Hathaway's calling in, so I guess this is the part where we can talk about everything else that's going on this weekend. I believe I saw Matt Hardy's going to be wrestling down in Barnesville for WrestleAmerica. Is that right, or do you know?
Yes, Matt Hardy's there. Not sure who he's working or what the match is going. He may be working Tyson Dean. I'm not sure. But Matt's there this weekend for sure. Pete's there. I think he's got a big show this weekend. And headlined by Jimmy Rave and P-Dog Mike Posey, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
POW, I think, canceled this month. They had some issues going on down there. I never really get any clarification on what the deal was there, but I think they canceled. And, Jesus, one or two more, I'm going off the top of my head right now, so you probably got it pulled up in front of you. You can tell me a little more.
Well, I know Atlanta Wrestling Entertainment will be back at Quad on Sunday. Actually, the same day as Mucha Lucha, but starting a couple of hours before. So you could go catch a little bit of AWE and then head up. It's probably a 20 or 30 minute drive up to Mucha Lucha.
Now, where's the Mucha Lucha show at?
It's in Norcross the Imperial Ballroom. Sorry, I'm pulling up the address. Actually, you can go to, I don't think they have a website, but Mucha Lucha Atlanta on Facebook has all the information. But they do have a website now, MuchaLuchaATL.com. I think that's new. So, anyway, it's at 6100 Live Oak Parkway, Norcross, Georgia. But you can go to MuchaLuchaATL.com, and it has all the information about the show, how to buy tickets. Blue Demon Jr. is wrestling on this show, so it's going to be a big one.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And we would be remiss if we didn't congratulate Jimmy Rave on a big win at the Scenic City Invitational this past weekend, two-night event. I know it was a four-way finale with he, Congo, maybe Corey Hollis, and I know I'm missing out on one. I read the report, but kind of in haste. But we got to congratulate Jimmy Rave, who continues to stay on fire with a big win and a big tournament this past weekend.
Yeah, well, he is. You mentioned his match at Peach State this weekend. He's defending the Peach State Heritage title in that match, so he has numerous championships and accolades, and this just seems to be a great year for him.
And well deserved.
Absolutely.
But being high P-Dog is a long time Anarchy man, I got to admit, as much as I hate his dancing and rapping, I've got to be pulling for my homeboy there. So I've got to have a little pull for P-Dawg in that one to take Jimmy Rave out and bring the title.
You're probably the only person pulling for P-Dawg. He doesn't seem to have a whole lot of fans.
Well, he's got one, and there's a whole lot of me, so that helps. I have, like, on my iPod, I have the Pete Diggity song, and that is my ringtone.
It's also the theme song to Anarchy Wrestling whenever I watch it online.
See, there you go. P-Dawg is the man, and you heard it here first. I'm calling it. He's going to pull the monumental upset and knock off the man that's on fire, Jimmy Rave. And he's going to win that title this weekend. I got a feeling. Again, I may just need to go use the bathroom. I'm not sure, but I have some kind of feeling.
I'm sure you get a lot of feelings.
And what else we got going on, John?
Well, I think we've got our next guest in just a moment. I just sent him a message and told him we're ready for him when he's ready, so might as well speed things along.
Just don't let Larry Goodman through.
I know you said you're not going to Dragon Con, but I'm looking forward to it. And I'll go ahead and mention next week, the first time ever, we're going to have Michael Judas calling in. Of course, he's known for Anarchy, and he's wrestled once or twice at Southern Fried, but he's been a big part of Dragon Con for most of the existence of Dragon Con Wrestling. So looking forward to having him on the show for the first week.
That's one big scared dude. He scares me in the locker room. I walk way around him because, man, he's creepy. He's a creepy fella, man.
Yeah. Well, he fits right in at Dragon Con for that reason.
Yeah, he's probably normal there with all you freaks. I'm just kidding. I love all the freaks in the world. I'm just like Scotty Steiner. I love all the freaks.
That's probably all that you and Scott have in common. It's time for another show. That is, of course, of Georgia's own Moose, but our guest is Stokely Hathaway, Moose's manager, I guess you'd say, at Ring of Honor, who will be back here for the Reloaded Tour on August 29th at the North Atlanta Trade Center. Welcome to the show, sir. How are you tonight?
What's going on? I'm doing pretty good. How are you guys?
Doing okay. Doing all right. So, this will be your second time, I believe, with Ring of Honor. Correct me if I'm wrong. And I think also just your second time being part of any wrestling show in Georgia. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's true. The last time I was in Atlanta earlier this year, you know, it didn't go too well for me. It went well for Moose because he won his match. He beat ACH, but then afterwards, you know, for some reason, I don't know why, ACH hit me with a super kick and a 450. So, I left Atlanta the first time a little bit salty, but, you know, I'm hoping this time around it's going to be even bigger and even better. So,
well, that's changed between then and now. So I think you might get a slightly different reception this time.
Yeah, I hope so. we still don't know who Moose is wrestling yet. I've heard a lot of rumors. If the rumors are true, then it's going to be a really hot singles match. So, I say just keep checking ROHWrestling.com. And so I'm pretty sure within the next couple of days, you know, they're going to say who is wrestling for sure. So, I'm pumped. I'm excited. I love Georgia. Actually, I went to school in Georgia, so you know, anytime I can be back, you know, it's fantastic.
Where did you go to school, and for what?
I went to a pretty small college. I won't say where, but it's near Atlanta. I know that doesn't say a whole lot, but it was an art college. So I went there. I studied graphic design and film. So, you know, that was pretty much my experience there. I was there for, I think, about 3 years or so. Beautiful place. So, you know, again, like I said before, I'm really looking forward to get back there.
And how did that lead to you being in Ring of Honor and wrestling in general?
Well, believe it or not, in grad school, I decided to do a thesis about wrestling and how I thought that it was very similar to theater and art in general. So I was always a wrestling fan growing up. So, you know, it just seemed like a natural thing for me to write about. So I thought about it for a while and, you know, I said to myself, really the best way to write this thing would be to get involved in wrestling. So I found a school in Pennsylvania. I started training there, and then that led to me going to Ring of Honor. And it's just been great like ever since then. So that was pretty much how I got here, all because I decided to write a thesis on wrestling, really.
How'd the thesis turn out?
I got an A, so, you know, not really an A, but I got the highest score possible. So it was graded on a different scale. I can't remember. It's been so many years. But everyone loved it. No one could really dispute what I'm saying because, you know, I personally believe that wrestling is an art form. You know, only there's like a small percentage of people who can actually go out there under pressure with everyone watching. You know, it's not like a film shoot. So, you know, you don't get several takes. You know, you basically just have to go out there and fight and to get the crowd into it, you know, to get people to chant your name, you know, to buy your merchandise, to follow you on social media. I mean, that's an art form. You know, you're going out there and you're pulling people in. It's live theater in a sense. So, and just like Ring of Honor says, it's pretty much the best wrestling on the planet. So, you know, I think what we do, I think we do it very, very well.
Absolutely. So how did you end up, of course, initially you were with Moose through R.D. Evans and Beta Scott, but how did that whole, I guess, faction or friendship?
Yeah, well, the New Streak thing was, was kind of funny. I mean, from what I remember, I don't think I was going to be involved that long. I think it was going to be like a few months or something like that I was going to be involved and holding on to the signs and whatnot. But R.D. Evans, I mean, he saw something in me. So did Veda Scott. And, you know, it led to Moose joining our group, our faction. And, you know, that's pretty much how we met. No, actually, we met before that. We met at the first Future of Honor show. It was us against Brutal Burgers. And then he came to Ring of Honor, and there was a little tension there. And then slowly but surely, you know, we realized that we could do better on our own. And so we ditched R.D. Evans, and, you know, it's been great since then, aside from the whole Veda Scott wrench incident. But, you know, life goes on.
Yeah, we had Cedric Alexander on last week, so.
Oh God.
Of course, he was gloating about that. Well, yeah, I was hoping we'd see the rematch at this show in Atlanta, but he didn't seem too optimistic about that. And I can understand that being saved for another pay-per-view or something like that.
Well, it could be that, or it could be, you know, he's scared. You know, he needs a wrench, he needs Veda Scott, he needs all these different props or whatever to beat Moose. So, you know, and he's from the South. I think he's from North Carolina, right? So he may have
family from Charlotte.
Friends there. Yeah, yeah. So, you know, it'd be very, very embarrassing for him to lose in Georgia. So that's probably why that match has not happened.
Well, before I turn it over to Charles, we've got a caller that I think has a question.
Sure, sure.
From a 654 number, you're on Georgia Wrestling Now with Stokely Hathaway. Who's this?
Excellent. See, I'm just want to know why I wasn't the guest to promote this. I guess the thing is, if my x-ray of my ankle wasn't uglier than a Johnny Danger match, then perhaps Matt Sexcells would be able to wrestle in Georgia on August 29th. But unfortunately, it's not happening.
Oh, shit. It's Matt Sells. You're sober? You're up?
No, a little bit. Slightly buzzed, so.
Yeah, thanks for calling, man. Yeah, I go way back with Sells. He's, you know, he's been training with Ring of Honor for a while. So, you know, he's one of the good guys. So, yeah, man, it sucks that you're hurt. Are you still coming to the show, or?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
I can't. Right, I can't miss Ring of Honor, my home state.
Yeah, just don't get to bring your wife, and I mean, you can just stay at home. Just make sure that your wife.
Yeah, yeah. Jim's popular amongst the Ring of Honor roster, so.
So yeah, I mean, you guys have any questions about? I guess the show in general, or, you know, what's coming up with Ring of Honor. I mean, one thing I like to plug is, you know, every Wednesday night we're on Destination America, 11 p.m. So check us out this Wednesday. There's always like a new episode in place. And, you know, if you don't have Destination America, then go to ROHWrestling.com and see if you get it on Sinclair Broadcasting Group. So that may be a local channel in your area.
There is a local channel, MyATL. It airs, I believe, at midnight on Saturday nights, or technically Sunday morning.
Okay. So, well, there you go.
It's not a Sinclair, though. It's like one of those weird arrangements where they actually went outside of Sinclair and had a contract with a local station. But that's been in place since just before the last Ring of Honor show here.
Is it like a CW network affiliate or anything like that, or is it?
I think so.
Okay.
I'm looking.
Look, I want to butt in, and I want to know when my man Moose is gonna get a damn title shot. That's what I want to know.
I know, brother. I mean, I've been trying. I mean, he had a number one contenders match at Best in the World, but you know, the damn Roddy Strong. You know, he had to pin Moose and win it. So because of that, I mean, this is just a hunch, but I think we're kind of starting not at the bottom, but I think Moose has to prove himself again before he gets another title shot. So hopefully soon.
Well, you know, I'm an impatient kind of guy, and I want to see the man. I know Jay Lethal, he can get in the ring and impersonate Ric Flair, and he can impersonate Randy Savage. He needs to impersonate Harley Race and put the title on the line.
Hey, you should scream that as loud as possible on the 29th. Just scream it, bring signs, you know, do whatever you can.
Well, you'll never see me because I'll be the biggest dude there and the prettiest, too.
Oh, the biggest and the prettiest. Uh-oh. Well, I may have to get you to beat up Cheeseburger for it, if that's the case.
Whatever you need, brother. I'm right there.
What do you think about that, Sales?
I'm okay with that. Yeah, Charles. Yeah, could take Burger. I think we could say eat up Burger though, and not eat Burger. So that's two different things.
Well, Burger
it's not an actual cheeseburger.
Well, Bert has been on the cast lately, so I don't know.
I didn't know Matt Sales was still alive.
Most people don't.
Last time I seen Matt Sales, he was like in Royston, Georgia, in front of a sellout crowd.
Oh, of course. They knew I was there.
Yeah, I mean, every time I see Matt Sells, either he's drunk or he's watching a Waiting to Exhale on his phone. So it's pretty much the Matt Sells that I know.
I saw him work sober one night, and I told him to go get drunk. I remember screaming at
him. Yeah, that sounds about right, actually. Yeah, that sounds
about
right.
I'm only kidding.
You got to get the creative juices flowing somehow, right? That's
yes, sir.
Well, I want to know.
You were just saying
like,
it's an
art
form.
I've always enjoyed managers that manage stables, and I, of course, enjoy Stokely's work. So I want to know what Stokely's ideal stable of either past or present wrestlers would be to manage.
Wow, that's a hard one. I'm going to split that up. I'm gonna do one within Ring of Honor, and the other one is just in general. In Ring of Honor, I'd probably say Stable, Moose, Roddy, Adam Cole, and I guess War Machine. I think that's the ultimate stable right there.
Hell yeah.
as far as like wrestling in general, I would say, man, that's a hard one. I'm going to take the cheap B out, but I think probably The Rock, Mark Henry, let's see, Bernie Ladd, and I'm going to throw The Miz in there. Just
a little
throw him in there.
Any man that'll throw my main man, Ernie Ladd, in there is doing okay. Because nobody cut the promos like Ernie Ladd was so underrated. Yick, 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 yick.
Yeah, Ernie Ladd was the best, man. Yeah, he was the best. So, yeah, that'd probably be my dream stable just off the cuff, just thinking randomly.
I was hoping when you started with The Rock and Mark Henry that you were just going to name The Nation.
Well, that's what I was going to do, but I was like, you know, that's just I threw in The Miz. You know, he's like the modern-day Owen Hart, so.
A stable where Miz is the token, that's an interesting stable.
But, yeah, like, I'm, you know, really looking forward to these upcoming shows. Before Atlanta, we're stopping in Philadelphia, and then we're hitting Brooklyn, New York at the MCU Park. So that's August the 21st and the 22nd. We have some New Japan stars that are going to be there. I hear that the MCU Park show in Brooklyn is close to selling out. So I would say if you can, get your tickets now. Philadelphia, you know, is on its way to selling out too. So, yeah, the end of August is going to be pretty busy.
I got Matt Sells. I just thought of a connection here. Matt, I think your second match or one of your more prominent matches in Ring of Honor, you were part of Moose's streak. So
I would think
Stokely Hathaway would not be on good terms.
No, I feel like he needs to go ahead and sign the contract for the rematch. Yeah, I wasn't ready. You know, I wasn't expecting to have to wrestle Moose that night. So I like to believe there's an open contract waiting for the rematch that everybody's clamoring for Sells Moose 2.
Yeah, I mean, they actually cut out the first 30 seconds of that match. I mean, the first 30 seconds with Sells lifting up Moose like a body slam, and like every single muscle in his back just like tore out. And, you know, of course, like the 100,000 people that were there, you know, they stood up and they cheered and they cried and, you know,
brothers
died the next day. That was pretty much the end of that story. And he resurrected, and now we have the present day Moose. You don't remember that, Sells?
That's exactly how I remember it. And I think anybody should be lucky enough to wrestle me, since obviously I do a great job of sending people well on their way to great winning streaks and prominence in Ring of Honor.
That's a good point. I've never put that connection together. So yeah. So when the next big star comes in, you know what you got to do, Sal. You got to wrestle them first and lose.
That's it. I'm like, you know, the lucky sign that you slap before walking out of the locker room. You wrestle Matt Sexcells on your way in, and you're destined for great things.
Yeah, I mean, you're probably going to get signed for the Women of Honor division. So
I'm the Ring of Honor equivalent of Andy Kaufman. I'll take it.
but yeah, you know, sorry, I was trying to read two things at once, but looking at the Women of Honor division, I mean, that's going to be great too. That's popping up soon. We actually released Mandy's match earlier today. Mandy and Deanna, that match has like a lot of buzz. So hopefully, you know, pretty soon Women of Honor is going to be its own thing, its own division. So a lot of us are really excited about it. You know, it gives a lot of new talent out there like a place to work and just get better. So, you know, there's plenty of women out there that can definitely, you know, slide into this Women of Honor show just like that. Because, you know, sales, like we see a lot of people during the shows, you know, who show up to help, and they're wrestlers, and, you know, they just want a shot. And I think this is a different spin on it, you know, instead of the guys, you know, having their time or whatever, you know, it's really time for the women to, you know, to get in there and show what they have.
Absolutely. Yeah, there's, you know, definitely a hunger for women's wrestling amongst wrestling fans, and Ring of Honor is going to help satiate that. But there's a lot of really good independent wrestling women out there that you'll get to see in the coming months. I'm sure that Ring of Honor will be more than happy to showcase.
I agree. Yeah, it's going to be great, man. I'm really looking forward to it.
Do you know when this is supposed to debut, or might they have a match or two at this August 29th show?
I think they're going to slowly build up the division. There's probably going to be like a few more matches before or maybe during the show. So, I mean, there may be one in Atlanta. I'm not real sure, but that's how they're going to start. And once they have the talent built up, that's when they're going to do the all women show. So it's coming soon. I wouldn't be shocked if it doesn't happen by the end of this year. I would say probably the beginning of next year, but that's just a guess.
And I would definitely invite, you know, any of the women workers in Georgia that, because there's plenty of good ones. I know there's, from when I worked in Georgia, there's a lot of really good female wrestlers. Come up, you know, to lovely Bristol, Pennsylvania, and come to one of the tryout camps and get your name out there. Anybody that works in Ring of Honor now, you know, is getting their foot in the door through those camps, myself included. So by all means, come up, showcase what you got, and you may be part of that new Women of Honor division.
See, I don't want to. They're waiting on Matt to get healthy so he can job to him and start their streak, right?
That's exactly it.
Exactly.
Matt, I don't know if you should be using the phrase foot in the door anytime.
Yeah, I shouldn't be putting my foot anywhere. So that's exactly right.
Oh, geez.
I'm sorry. I think Charles was talking at the same time.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't know when to shut up. So I'm just saying it's nice to have somebody different besides Hugh Johnson to pick on tonight. I like to pick on people because I'm a fool. and I got Matt on here, and so I get to pick on him tonight.
Poor Matt. Sorry, buddy.
That's totally. Be a star. Yeah, pick on the crippled guy. That's really nice of you.
So, Jonathan, won't you tell us about all the particulars of the show coming up for the 29th, where it's going to be, what time it's going to start, whose ass you got to get good seats, and all that information?
All right. So,
well, it's North Atlanta Trade Center, and the only match that I know of that's been announced is the main event, which is Adam Cole. Help me out here, Stokely.
Yeah, it's
you know.
Yeah, I was just about to name the other talent. It's Adam Cole and Red Dragon versus the, as he likes to be called, the undisputed Ring of Honor World Champion Jay Lethal, and the Ring of Honor World Tag Team Champions of the World, The Addiction. also, the Briscoes will be there, Cliff Compton, Moose, of course, Matt Sydal, ACH, War Machine. I think Cheeseburger will be there. Romantic Touch may make an appearance, so it's going to be like a jam-packed show.
And tickets are still available. Doors open at 6:30, bell time 7:30.
Yes, sir.
Wrestling.com and has all the information there.
Yes, ROHWrestling.com, and I say get your tickets early. Don't wait until you're there at the door because, you know, they may be sold out. I think last time we sold out. We were close to selling out. It was like it was packed.
Yeah, if it wasn't sold out, it was really close to it.
Yeah, yeah, one of the best. One of the best.
So where can people find you online, Stokely?
I am on Twitter. You can follow me at Stokely Hathaway. I have a very long name, so I will spell it out. It's S-T-O-K-E-L-Y Hathaway, H-A-T-H-A-W-A-Y. So at Stokely Hathaway. For all of your wrestling needs, again, you can go to ROHWrestling.com.
Are you on Instagram or anything else?
I don't have an Instagram. Everyone keeps harassing me and telling me I should make one. I guess I will, only because you asked. I'm going to make one and just take random pictures. I am on Facebook, again, same thing, Stokely Hathaway. Just send me an invite. And, yeah, that's pretty much it, man.
All right. Well, we'll look forward to seeing you on the 29th. And finding out who Moose's opponent's going to be. I'm sure we'll find out in the next couple weeks, so we will let you know here on the show. But thanks for calling in, and I hope you have a great night, and good luck with all the other upcoming Ring of Honor events as well.
Awesome, awesome. Thank you guys for having me on. And at sales, please don't cripple yourself anymore.
I'm going to attempt not to. No promises.
All right, then, guys. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, have a good night.
All right, bye.
So, Matt, you still there?
I'm still here.
Do you have an anticipated date of return to the ring?
Right now, the anticipated date is late September. That'll be 4 months post-surgery, and they told me 4 to 6. So when I hear 4 to 6, that means 3 to 4. So I'm planning on hopefully being back in the ring late September.
All right. What else you got going on? Anything interesting?
Going to do an open mic comedy show at the Comedy Cabaret in Northeast Philadelphia this Wednesday night on my birthday, actually. So that starts at 8 p.m. So back into that endeavor, my creative outlet while I'm hurt, like I did with the knee injury a couple of years ago. So anybody in the Northeast Philly area that wants to come check out my comedy, maybe stylings, you can do that. you can follow me on Twitter because I love being annoying and irritating and perhaps funny on there. That's at All Cells Final. ALLSELLSFINAL. And then I'm currently chronicling my road to recovery back to the ring at allcellsfinal.wordpress.com. So I've been blogging about that from the injury all the way up till that return date, hopefully in late September. So that's keeping me busy.
All right. Well, it was good to hear from you. It was somewhat unexpected.
Well, I got a question first before you let him go now.
Go ahead.
How tough was it all this time carrying Johnny Danger in your tag team?
Johnny is the should be the injury prone one. That's the problem, is when I'm with him, he takes that burden away from me. So I think what it is when I'm tagging with him and I have to carry him, my legs are stronger. But when I no longer have to carry that extra weight, then all of a sudden I start to atrophy. But as weird and crazy as my injuries have been, he still takes the cake for injuring his knee while dancing. So,
wasn't he doing air guitar or something?
We were playing air guitar and dancing to Def Leppard's "Pour Some Sugar on Me," and he dislocated his kneecap. So.
Oh my! Not "Pour Some Sugar on Me."
So yeah, if you ever want to mess with Johnny Danger, just play some Def Leppard for him.
Or pour some sugar on.
Yeah, if you want to take that route as well. That thing gets all sticky, and there's ants involved and stuff. So I wouldn't suggest that.
From his head to his feet.
He is sticky sweet. So.
Oh, we have reached a new low now on this show.
Oh, see, now Charles hasn't been around for the times I guest hosted and the multiple times that I've spiked ratings and been a guest. Trust me, this is far from the low.
It's the low since I've been involved. I'll just say that. And we've hit some low areas, believe me. Yeah, a couple of weeks ago, Larry Goodman called in and pulled the plug and took us off the air.
See, if you want to take care of Larry Goodman and you want him to shut up, just mention my name and he will just go mute because he will not say anything good nor bad about me.
Yeah. I wish Larry had a mute button because if you haven't heard him, I do not like Larry Goodman. I don't like anything about. I don't like the clothes he wears. I don't like the way he looks. I don't like about what he writes about. I just don't like Larry Goodman.
You mean the plain T-shirt and baseball cap look doesn't do it for you?
You know, he's the only guy I know can buy a full outfit, give him $10, and get $6.50 back.
All right. Well, that's it.
He's towing that laptop. That laptop he's towing from 2001. It's got like the Windows 2 on it, and that flip phone he carries, and them three strike buddies he got at the Family Dollar store. I don't like Larry Goodman. I ain't saying nothing else, Mike. I'm pissed off. I ain't talking no more.
So, hold on. I'm confused. So, how do you feel about Larry Goodman?
I don't like
him. unlike a Larry Goodman review of a Matt Sells match, it's very clear how he feels about Larry Goodman.
I'm serious. All right. Recap of any show I've been on, he reviews, and everything else will have three paragraphs per match, and then it's Matt Sells wrestled.
even the Ring of Honor, your Ring of Honor debut, I think, was like that,
yes.
Right?
Yes, it was exactly like that.
You're undescribable. That's what it is.
That's exactly it. People are at a loss for words when they watch me wrestle, for better or for worse.
Well, early happy birthday from the big man in Georgia, and hopefully we'll see you down soon, son.
Absolutely. And when I come back down and do my, biannual tours, and I said biannual, not bisexual, biannual tours of Georgia, I got to check out this Charles Anschultz promoter and come work for some of his companies, I believe.
I think we can probably make that happen, and we can put you on the biannual tour or the bisexual tour. Either one will work.
I'll take it either way. Ha-ha, ba-dum-tsh.
Jonathan, get us out of here, man.
All right, well, thanks, Matt, for calling. Good night. Thanks to Lindsay Dorado, who you can see in Norcross this Sunday at Mucha Lucha, and thanks to Stokely Hathaway, who you can also see in Norcross on August 29th. Next week, as I mentioned before, we've got Michael Judas, but we also have former Ring of Honor champion Adam Cole, who we had as a guest before the last Ring of Honor show. Then he got injured and ended up not being part of the event. So this time he's in the main event. Hopefully he will do that. Another good week. This has been another show. Charles, you got anything else before we go?
Yes. Have your pets spayed and neutered.
I didn't know Bob Barker was with us tonight, but thanks for that. And that is good advice for sure. And check out wrestlingwithpopculture.com as well. And
we thank you for listening to this broadcast, a production brought to you by the GWH Radio Network. Stay tuned to GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com for the latest information on upcoming events and more. As always, we thank you for your continued support.